come down? Keep you separated a little bit, but all right. So this morning we walked in. We had a parade. Have you ever been in a parade before? It's kind of fun, isn't it? Get to wave at people, people calling your name out, things like that. You get to see family, so forth. Well, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem in a parade. He was welcomed. He was cheered. He heard Hosanna. Okay? But when we get to our gospel reading here in a few minutes, all that changed. So all those people that were in the crowd, that were happy, that were laying their robes down, that were waving the palms, all of a sudden turned against him. And sometimes in our lives, we have that. Have you ever had anybody say something that wasn't true and you got in trouble for it? Maybe that hits too close to home since there's only two of them up here. Okay, so how did you feel? Maybe somebody at school or something said something that wasn't true about you or something. You probably felt bad. Did you say anything back? You didn't? Well, that's good, because most of the time we would react to that. Well, Jesus was mocked. He was jeered. So we went from cheers to jeers. And he didn't respond to any of it. He let all of that happen. He took the responsibility for all of us. He didn't have to, but he wanted to. So sometimes when somebody makes you upset, they say something about you that's not necessarily true, or blame you for something that you didn't do, sometimes it's better to just let it go, go ahead and take that responsibility, and then move forward. Okay? So today's gospel, we're going to hear about that. And at the very end of that gospel, though, we're going to hear some great news because of what Jesus did. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for taking the blame for us. Thank you for stepping up, for showing up. So that we could be resurrected and saved. In your holy name, amen. All right, thank you guys.